Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode. And you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. It's predictions time, Larson. The biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam, is here Sunday. That's a couple days from now. We are going to be broadcasting our live reactions to SummerSlam. So come join us at the youtubes.com/Steve and Larson. It's a lot of fun. During the boring matches, we tend to clown around. During the good matches, you can watch us do things like this. Stuff like that. So yeah. Anyway, let's get right into it. This is, of course, our predictions podcast. We are going to predict within a 5% margin of error, the absolute correct, between the two of us, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see about that.
Anyways, I'm not very confident at all about many of my picks, to be honest.
Same here. But, you know, based on the nature of our confidence points, structure, how we do our picks, some matches I have to be more confident numerically than I actually am.
In case you are wondering, this is how we do our predictions, which ends up just being like, we don't really have any stakes. We're not like them crazy kids over at Cultaholic going for long trips on the megabus or calling sex lines and saying silly wrestling things. We don't do that. We just sort of have our little passive aggressive, well, you were right and you was wrong, I was wrong, you were right, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or just simmering tension between the two of us.
Yes. Yes.
Which is worse than any punishment I could
really
think of.
Yes, really is. Awkwardness.
So anyways, the confidence point system is very simple. There are 13 matches scheduled. So the match that we are most confident in, or that I am most confident in, you are most confident in, we award 13 confidence points.
Correct.
The one we are next most confident in gets 12 points, so on and so forth. So the match that I am least confident in my prediction skills on gets a single confidence point.
Yeah. And you cannot use a numeric value more than once.
Correct, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, let's get started. First match for the Cruiserweight Championship, Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak.
I see Drew Gulak picking it up. There is nothing left for Cedric Alexander to do. I have not watched 205 Live yet. We are recording this on Wednesday. I am assuming Cedric Alexander won against Jack Gallagher.
I've watched the entire episode up into the main event.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even remember. There's nothing left for Cedric Alexander to do. He's exhausted his Mustafa Ali possibilities. He did a thing with Buddy Murphy. And I kind of feel like it's growing a bit on the stale side. Drew Gulak is the perfect, I've said this for ages, Drew Gulak is the perfect guy to take that title off Cedric Alexander. Drew Gulak goes over.
No, there is one perfect man, the man of the hour. He is the man that'll take that title off of Cedric Alexander, and not until Lio Rush. Cedric Alexander's going over. They're building him up to be more or less unstoppable. They mentioned he has not lost yet this year. He actually delivered a pretty good promo on 205 Live this week. It was effective. They shot it in the midst of his training.
Oh, cool.
But there was some intensity behind it, some passion. Mm-hmm. It's decent enough. Mm-hmm. I think Cedric retains. I think he's going to have this belt for a little bit. I think in the wake of everything that happened previously, mm-hmm. they want to build the division around somebody and have that the champion, in this case Cedric, hold that belt for a while and really establish
himself. He's held it for a very long time.
It's been 4 months.
That's a long time. It's only been 4 months since they rebooted 205 Live.
Well, Enzo, since Mania. That's when he won the belt.
Who did he win it off of?
It was they vacated it.
Oh, that's right. They had vacated it. Nah, man. It's stale. Gulak's picking it up. Cedric has to chase something. It could be Gulak picks it up for a month or two. But he's got to get that title. They cannot have Leo Rush get that title off Cedric Alexander. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Leo Rush will be supremely over by the time he's in title contention, which really should be next.
Yeah.
Cedric Alexander will look like a fool losing that to Leo Rush.
No, he won't.
It has to be against somebody.
They'll put on a hell of a match.
No. They can't do that. That's going to make Cedric look terrible. If you have it against a guy who is ground-based, make you tap, vicious guy like Drew Gulak, then it's okay for Cedric to lose. Cedric can't lose to somebody who's flashier than him. He can't. That'd be terrible for him. Drew Gulak goes over here.
No, Cedric retains.
I have 6 confidence points.
7.
Okay, so we're on the same page, just not.
Roughly.
Just not. All right, next up, we've got in the kickoff show still, Rusev and Lana versus Cien Almas, El Idolo, and Zelina Vega in mixed tag action.
Yeah. Aiden English is going to get involved. He's going to either bungle his way.
Not in a good way, man. Not in a good way.
Bungle his way to helping Rusev win or lose.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to help Rusev lose. This is the final straw for Rusev Day as it pertains to Aiden English. Andrade Almas and Zelina Vega go over 9 confidence points.
It's only going to get worse for Aiden English. I have 7 confidence points, so we're pretty much on the same page here. Next up, we've got also the final match in the kickoff show. B-Team versus The Revival for the Raw Tag Team Championship. I've got The Revival going over. However, I am not confident in this at all. I feel like the B-Team are still proving themselves. They just got those titles. I only have 2 confidence points in this, which is basically nothing.
Same. Oh, Revival, 2 confidence points.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking of acts that are getting stale, I feel like the B-Team is getting a little stale.
It's too soon.
It may be.
It's too soon.
But it's also the Raw tag division. There seems to be no direction.
I think I actually booked my predictions, with the exception of the Women's SmackDown match. Title match, the way I want it to go down.
Oh, as opposed to how it will go
down.
Well,
I kind of want Samoa Joe to win too, but and I didn't pick that. But yeah, Revival, I only got, like, same as you, 2 confidence points. Not a lot of confidence.
Yeah, though. Not a ton of confidence, but I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah, me too. Next up, we've got Finn Balor versus Constable Corbin.
Let's go back to Raw this past Monday. Corbin stood tall, delivered an end of days to Finn. More than any feud, I think, on this card. That telegraphs the finish to this match.
I have 11 confidence points.
I have 12.
Finn Balor goes over.
Finn goes over.
Of course he does. They might. This might be one of those things. I could see this being one of those things where we go like that.
Yeah.
And maybe it doesn't. But no. You got to stick to the math on this one. Finn Balor's got to go over here.
Yeah.
I think he's got to go over here.
Yeah, he has to.
I have a lot of confidence in this one.
Yeah, same here.
I think. I don't know how many confidence points I'd put in my confidence points on this. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy for the United States Championship. I have Nakamura going over. I've got 10 confidence points. I don't see any way Jeff Hardy gets out of this with a title.
I don't either. I have 11 confidence points on
it. He's got 2 things working against him. Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton.
Wait, how many confidence points? 10?
10.
Oh, I messed up mine. All right.
I have a lot.
I have 11.
Okay.
Nakamura retains. Randy Orton, does he get involved, or should we discuss that in prop bets?
I mean, yeah. Involved as in his face is seen.
Yeah.
He was lurking in the shadows.
True.
At SmackDown. So, yeah, of course. He's getting his PO, man. He's getting his payout. For sure. Randy Orton's getting involved in that, man. It is weird that they didn't make this a triple threat.
Yeah, I know.
That is weird.
I'm trying to wrap my head around why. Like, Are they saving that for a different show? And Orton gets involved, maybe costs Nakamura the title in an effort to spice up the feud? Because right now it seems like Orton and Nakamura are kind of on the same page, or at least they're cool with each other, you know, doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or what the other person's doing. So if the idea... Well, Orton's just been saying, though, he just wants to, like anybody that the fans respect who've been around for a while, he just wants to kick him off their pedestal, essentially. So if that's his motivation, then he should have no beef with Nakamura. Nakamura is relatively new in WWE.
I just find it funny that they're like completely telegraphing Randy Orton getting involved in this somehow. Like, mm-hmm. there's no... Mm-hmm.
I know.
There's no subtlety there. But
you said yes, right? For him getting involved.
Oh, yeah. And when I mean involved, just showing his face somehow.
Yeah.
You know, whether maybe he'll beat up Jeff. I don't know how injured Jeff Hardy is.
I know. Well, I'm actually surprised he's actually in this match. From what I was, you know, what we were hearing, he's a little banged up.
Yeah.
I thought he's going to take some time off.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. Winner takes the Money in the Bank briefcase. And they have made a point of saying, regardless of how Kevin Owens gets the win, if his name is called as winner. So if he gets Braun DQ'd,
mm-hmm.
he wins. He wins this, and he gets Money in the Bank.
How many conference points?
8.
Wow.
I've got 8.
Wow.
They wouldn't put it on the line if they weren't going to have it switch hands. There's nothing for Braun to do with this money. I think they realized they can't have him be opportunistic cash-in guy.
He doesn't have to be. He could schedule his cash-in.
Yeah, he can, but he also doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to pull out a calendar and schedule something. He's Braun. He operates on instinct and guts. He's a monster, man. Nah. Kevin Owens picking up this briefcase. What do you say?
No, I think Braun wins. Braun's holding on that briefcase.
Okay.
He's the plan B still.
He can be the plan B regardless.
I understand that.
Absolutely.
But with that contract, he's a guaranteed plan B.
Yeah, okay. How many confidence points you got on that?
Oh, only 3.
Okay.
I don't feel great about it.
I have 8.
I can see it going either way, to be honest.
Went all in on this. Your
what is going on over here?
It's just too much, dude.
It is too much.
Too much. You got to put it away.
This phone just vibrates.
Don't have a lot of time left.
Endlessly.
We're at 27 minutes already.
Endlessly.
Next up, we've got Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Who do you got?
I've got Carmella. I'm not terribly confident in this. I feel bad. I just want Becky to win.
Give me a number.
3. Only 3 confidence points here.
I have 6.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Becky and Charlotte are already big stars.
Yep.
Carmella, they're making into a big star. She's got to retain it.
Yeah, that's my feeling. Especially once Charlotte was put in the match, my gut was telling me, oh, because Carmella's going to find a way to exploit simmering tensions in their relationship based on competition. Take advantage, retain the title.
When are we going to get a straight-up match for this stupid SmackDown Women's Championship?
I know.
Give me a break.
I know.
Carmella can win something straight up.
Well, she did. She beat Charlotte clean.
Oh, at the...
Not Mania, the one after
Extreme
that.
Rules?
No, one after that.
What was that? Backlash.
Yeah. She beat her clean.
Yeah.
But
since then, her entire Asuka feud was wonky.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's all wonky.
No, but I agree. They need to. I wish they would push forward with the tag titles. That's mm-hmm. what you were saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when are they going to? No, I was going to say, when are they going to give us a straight up match?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Somebody a winner and loser and a loser. I'm sure we're going to get that at SummerSlam because Becky and Charlotte are going to be going at each other. But yeah, it's going to be a sneaky win for Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
But having her show up on SmackDown the next night or Tuesday. With that title held high, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
So I hope it's not, though. I'm pulling for Becky.
Yeah. No, same here. I want Becky to win, but I think Carmella will retain.
Next up, we've got for the Intercontinental Championship, Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre in his corner versus Seth Rollins with Dean Ambrose in his corner, ready to turn heel on him. Dolph Ziggler goes over thanks to Seth Rollins, although this might happen on Raw the next night.
You mean Dean Ambrose?
Dean Ambrose.
How many confidence points?
9.
Wow.
Dolph wins 9.
I agree. Dolph wins 8 confidence points. I think they're gonna do a slow burn thing with this Dean heel turn. I don't think it's going to happen at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the seeds will be planted at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying no Dean heel turn at SummerSlam.
Ooh,
no.
Ooh, yeah, man.
I'll probably regret that, but no.
Yeah. Because you could do that at SummerSlam. Brutal, vicious heel turn.
Oh, it needs to be brutal and it needs to be vicious.
Yeah.
Blood. There needs to be blood.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Seth needs to get busted open for it to be effective. That's the only way I feel like that the crowd will boo Dean.
I wonder how big of a shakeup they're going to have this year after SummerSlam.
I don't know.
If they're going to do it.
It might, you know, modest, I would think. Four or five people switching brands.
Yeah, it could be. Next up, we've got the Bludgeon Brothers versus The New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. I've got The New Day going over. Not very confident, though. I got 4 confidence points in this. I figure they did this whole tournament. There's not a lot where the Bludgeon Brothers are going to keep on beating local enhancement talent.
I know. That seems weird when you have your tag champions taking on. Granted, it's three competitors, but still.
Silly.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah.
New Day goes over. I only have 4 confidence points on this. I could see them. The only reservation I have is if they want to get into a Bludgeon Brothers T-bar thing. They're both heels, so I'm not sure they want to go that way. People will start cheering for T-bar, which they kind of already do a little bit because people like them. That's the only justification I could see. That feud really doesn't even need titles, though, if they want to go there. And I think that'd be perfect for Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
Drop the titles, New Day,
as
take on T-Bar.
Their characters.
Yeah, which desperately is needed.
Desperately needed, yeah.
And then New Day can take on maybe, I don't know, who can be called up from NXT?
Why do you just call someone up? Have them get another feud with the club.
The last time we saw the club was in a Fallout video this week.
I know. But they're underutilized.
Look, I love the club.
Yeah.
I love the club. Yeah. Give me 2 sweet good brother.
Or how about this? T-Bar and New Day for the SmackDown tag titles. Do that.
Yeah, I'd like
New Day goes over. Confidence points 5.
Okay, I got 4. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Miz goes over. Confidence points 4. I feel like if they want this feud to continue, which I think they do, Miz has to go over.
This is going to be a win. This is going to be a shocker.
Yeah.
This is going to be because everybody's expecting Daniel Bryan. Oh, it's SummerSlam, big thing. No, man. Miz is riding high right now.
Oh, yeah.
Super high.
Oh, yeah.
Miz and Maryse just got picked up. Miz and Mrs. just got picked up for season 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
People are going to hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Miz is totally going over here.
Oh, yes.
I really hope it's clean.
I think it'll be clean, but it'll be a little...
Clean-ish.
I think it'll feed into Daniel Bryan's criticisms of The Miz. That he's soft.
Yeah, The Miz isn't going to turn in like a gutsy performance.
No.
But
it's going to be an opportunistic victory.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe a little sneaky.
Yeah. Now, I got 5 confidence points. I'm not hugely confident
4.
In this. But yeah, if I had my druthers, Miz would pick up the title sometime between now and Mania, and we get Miz versus Bryan for the title of Mania. That's how I'd mm-hmm. have it go down.
Mm-hmm.
AJ can lose the title at some point. Dude, AJ Miz feud. They need to get on that.
I know. They haven't done that.
That should be good.
That should be great.
Yeah.
Speaking of AJ Styles,
and then
next
Daniel
match.
Bryan, Samoa Joe in the meantime.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Next, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. AJ's holding on that belt.
I've got 12 confidence points on this.
Wow.
I have
10.
A lot of confidence points in this.
I have 10, so I do 2.
AJ, he's got a video game coming out.
I know. He's on the cover.
The
he's
AJ Styles video game.
He's not losing that belt.
He is not losing that title. I love Samoa Joe. Part of me really, really wants to see him win.
Oh, I think it'd be great if he won.
There's the possibility we're shocked, but I don't think that's going to be the case. This is probably also going to be match of the night.
I hope
it
so.
At least has the potential to be. And I think it's going to be better than anything we saw from Styles versus Nakamura. Yeah, this is going to be a really good match.
Yeah, it is. It is.
My only problem with it is that there's no Christopher Daniels in it.
Well, you can only have one Unbreakable 2005, Steve.
SCU. Well, that was all John Cena. That
true.
Was John Cena versus John Cena versus
true,
John Cena.
True, true.
Next up, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE. What title is this?
Universal. I know, it's not around very often.
What is that?
So it's easy to forget.
What is that title?
It's the red one that everybody booed at SummerSlam a couple years back.
You know what that is?
Because they thought it was ugly.
Well, it's not a very good-looking belt.
It's not.
But the good thing is I don't have to see it very often. However, I am going to start seeing it a little bit more because I have 1 confidence point that says Roman Reigns.
You're picking against Lesnar.
I'm picking against Lesnar with only 1 confidence point, so it will matter nothing.
Guess what? I'm not. That belt's going to disappear for a good 8 months because Lesnar's retaining. He's going to the UFC. He's walking to the Octagon. Universal title on one shoulder.
They'll laugh at him with that Universal title.
They won't. Daniel Cormier is like a huge wrestling fan. He wouldn't laugh at him.
No, I'm not talking about Daniel Cormier.
No,
he's like friends with Brock Lesnar. He's not going to laugh at him. No, everybody else will.
No,
you know, most importantly, Joe Rogan will.
What, is he not into pro wrestling?
Well, he clowned the crap out of CM Punk. He used to, boy, he would talk mad crap about the UFC.
I think it's because Punk was probably given a fight right away when he had zero experience.
Now, but here's the thing. I think this is a central point. Joe Rogan, and I respect him for this, from what I can tell. I don't listen to his podcast or anything, but I've heard snippets of it, and I've heard his criticism of CM Punk. He wants things to be kept legit.
Yeah.
WWE is fantasy land. It's movies and fictional TV shows, not legit. So if Brock comes walking out with that Universal Championship, if he comes walking out with it, if he just has it in fantasy land, that's one thing.
Oh, no, he's walking the octagon with it. That'd be great.
Nah, man. That would be great. That would be great. But that's not going to happen. Roman Reigns
now,
is
going
to win.
Retaining. I'm not going to bet against Brock.
Because as much as we talked about WWE probably being okay with doing a cross-promotional type thing with UFC.
I think it would be, I won't say foolish not to, but it'd be hugely advantageous for both companies to use this opportunity to promote the other.
What is Vince? He's a control freak.
Oh, I know.
He does not want his title showing up anywhere else, including the UFC. There are too many X factors. There are too many variables.
Well, here's the thing, though,
too. It's staying right on Roman Reigns. And people are popping for Roman Reigns these days, man.
No, they were saying one more time when Brock F5'd them.
Well, Brock could F5 anybody. AJ Styles, and they'd be streaming that.
I don't know about that.
Daniel Bryan. Maybe not.
Here's the thing about Brock, though, is that when he's not on WWE television, he's nowhere to be found. So you have to worry about him necessarily showing up somewhere with that belt apart from WWE television, because it never happens.
I don't know, man. I feel like Brock would be, I don't know, like it's a fake thing. He'd be self-conscious about carrying that with him to the ring.
Well, I think if there's enough...
Unless they gave him enough zeros on his
enough
paycheck.
Enough zeros on those paychecks. Uh-huh. He doesn't care, man.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
the payout for his UFC fight is going to be mighty handsome.
I think it's a bit more down to earth, man. I don't think they're going to do that. I think he's already, you've seen it in his face, in his body.
Oh,
he's
in fight camp. Yeah,
he's in fight camp. He's slimming down. He's getting ready. Nah, WWE is a distraction. He's not going to have that Universal Championship. Roman Reigns is going to have it. Win, lose, or draw.
Well, then put more confidence points on that one.
No, I never bet against Brock. Are you stupid?
Exactly. That's why.
Give me a break. Never bet against Brock.
Last one, what we think and hope is main event for the Raw Women's Title, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. Ronda Rousey's totally winning this belt.
Oh, my confidence points.
Same here.
13. Oh, really? You too. 13 confidence points on Ronda Rousey. How many? So you only have one. You didn't tell me that. You only have one confidence point on Lesnar.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, good. Ronda Rousey, all my confidence points. She is totally.
Oh, heck yes.
Totally standing tall. And she might be the champion that takes over, or the person that maybe they're going to try to get to take over the Brock Lesnar role of crossover mainstream celeb.
Could be.
To sort of carry the face of the brand.
Promotional opportunities by having Brock potentially carry two titles and two companies is too promising, I feel like, for both companies.
Number one, man. Brock is... I think the downside is probably greater. It's probably more in magnitude than the upside. Because there's a huge chance he's going to lose to DC, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Massive chance.
I'm aware of that.
So I just don't. And then what? Your dude gets his ass kicked? And
then you
your
use
Universal
that for
Champion? Line. Yeah, they don't want that story for Brock, though. I like that we both have one confidence point in it, though. Let's go to some prop bets.
Well, we've talked over a few of them already. Dean heel turn, you say yes, I say no. Not at SummerSlam, but eventually. We both say no cash in. From Owens or Braun?
Yeah, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say Kevin Owens is gonna he's gonna gloat with that briefcase a little bit more. I'll say to this though, I am gonna be sad if there is no cash in, because there's an opportunity here. It's gonna be great.
Here's the worst case scenario: Owens wins, tries to cash in after Roman wins, and Roman beats him.
Yeah. Is that a worse situation than Brock beating him in the same scenario?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
Roman beat? Yeah, because Brock is a bigger name, yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility. But no, I'm going to say no cash, and I say Kevin Owens shows up on Monday with that briefcase. Here's the thing about Kevin Owens. One of my reasons why I think he's going to win. They tossed him off the top of a fucking cage.
Well, then on a giant ladder, too.
And then a giant ladder, too.
Yeah, I understand that. And they locked him in a porta potty, and he had blue stuff all over him.
That's a little less extreme, but...
Well, I mean, in terms of direct physicality, yeah, but what if there's poo-poo in there? It gets in your eyes and your mucous membranes, that can make you sick.
I don't
far worse.
I don't disagree with you.
Potentially far worse than some bumps and bruises.
I don't disagree with you. However, I guess my point is, in including your points here about the poo-poo and the doo-doo, is the caca, really.
Caca, yes.
The dookie.
Yeah, the duty.
Is Kevin Owens has done a lot for the company lately.
Yes, yes.
And I think being Mr. Money in the Bank, I think he's due for something good to come his way. And I think that's my main reason. And on top of that, the Braun stuff. I think they probably put that thing on Braun. And they're like, okay, cool. Well, we really like Braun, so we're going to have him win. So how are we going to cash this in exactly? I don't know. It really should be on a heel. Oh, yeah, okay. Kevin, you want to jump off a cage? Sure, okay, you win. That's how it goes down.
I mean, I only have 3 confidence points of Braun's winning, so it's not like I feel that great about it.
How many? I've got 8.
Because I feel like there's
it's
been
all
several
gonna come
times.
Down to that match.
Even Money in the Bank, we both thought, no, Braun's not going to win. He doesn't need that briefcase. Sure enough, he won. There's been several... Seems like just about any instance where there's an accolade or a title to win. That's
yeah,
not
I know.
The
I know.
Title.
My
Braun wins.
My initial inclination was Braun, anyways, for the Money in the Bank because of that. Because of the when was the greatest Rumble?
End of April. Yeah.
So because of that, I was like, dude, yeah, anything. Remember, I used to say anything that isn't the Universal title they're going to put on Braun, mm-hmm. that includes Money in the Bank. He got that accolade. Now he can lose it. He can drop it to KO in a fashion that'll make Kevin Owens look terrible. And maybe that's why we're not going to get a cash in, because maybe Kevin Owens will be destroyed.
Could be.
Because of that match.
Could be.
We got 8 confidence points. It says
that's
the case.
Better hope it breaks your way, Steve.
I hope so. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.